Welcome to Keith and the Girl. I'm Keith Malley.
I'm Chemda.
Chemda, today is Wednesday. You know what that means? It means Keith and the Girl chat, our chat room.
Party time, USA.
I was singing last week. I had William Shatner doing hair metal songs. It was a hoot and a half. We also have poker on top of it at the same time. A lot's going on. Take what you want. Leave the rest. We're going to be there 8 p.m. Eastern time. KeithandTheGirl.com/chat. Okay? This Saturday, we have two events. 7 p.m. Eastern is the Silent Trailers production meeting. What?
You're not invited to that.
I'm not, but I'm going to try to sneak in. KeithandTheGirl.com/tickets. You'll see what that's all about. And at 8 p.m. Eastern, this is also Saturday, is a YouTube premiere. That, of course, is free. Keith and the Girl under YouTube. Subscribe now under YouTube. Don't miss it. All events at KeithandTheGirl.com/calendar. You can easily add that to your calendar and never miss a beat. Dear Keith and Chemda, this letter says, This congrats is for your amazing 17-year anniversary. It's coming a bit late. But to be honest, I wasn't quite sure what to write until recently, by the way.
This is great. Just for the record, people, you know that I'm a little obsessed with my birthday. I take the time to celebrate me. Mm-hmm. And some people, you know, they couldn't reach me on my birthday or, you know, forgot or whatever, you know, heartfelt, understandable excuse.
There must be a death in the family. Do you feel like that? Right.
Of course. I understand. I sympathize with you being late on things like that. But when they come in a day later, a week later, it's an extension of my birthday. Mm-hmm. You may tell me happy birthday all year long. I'll know which birthday to apply it to even. I can tell by your tone. So anniversary wishes all year long. Thank you.
It's like a wedding gift. Chemda allows you 1 year after her birthday every year.
Right. After Absolutely. Her birthday. Yeah. I'm a kind person.
After hearing you read letters from other members of your listening audience describing how you both have positively affected their lives, I sat down to seriously think about just why and what it is that I enjoy and love about you and your show so much. Mm-hmm. Ryan writes, a good enough place to start would be to say that very little of my life has been what you call typical. I've experienced both obscene tragedy and obscene fortune, loss and luck, mental and physical struggles, almost always wrapped up in unusual context and circumstance, and I'm currently only 33 years old at this rating. Needless to say, some time ago, I'd begun to feel like a, quote, real weirdo, in the pejorative sense.
Well, can I just mention, good on you. I enjoy weirdos very, very much. But also, to the rest of the listening audience, do you relate to this? Because I have a feeling we all relate. But okay, but we're all snowflakes also. You could be your own snowflake, but you might have some relatable shit when calling yourself a weirdo. We enjoy it.
Not me. I'm pretty typical.
But that's who you are.
After finding and ravenously listening to your show for a while and hearing all the insanely personal stories and fresh perspectives from you both and the many personalities you have on as guests, my eyes were open to the fact that the world is full of weirdos in the positive sense. You watch this guy's killing dogs or something, and we're like, go get them, you know. Now, I know being different can be cool. Being different can be good. Keith's steadfast dedication to truth and Chemda's deep capacity for compassion have helped me to develop into a higher functioning adult and decide what kind of person I want to be. In other words, you and your show have helped me realize that I'm not a problem that needs to be solved, but rather a legitimate person who's meant to enjoy life as best as possible, and everyone who has a problem with that can kick rocks. Thanks for all the hard work, and long live Keith and the Girl. Lots of love, Ryan V.
Yeah, Ryan, weirdos, weirdos, weirdos. That's right. Absolutely.
Now, we can only do so much. That's why we also bring up BetterHelp. BetterHelp is online therapy that I use, Chemda uses it, and we're both honest to goodness fans. Okay? It's therapy, video, phone, live chat. What do you want? You do it any way you want it. Don't do it. In fact, they have to do it. I was talking to my therapist. She goes, how you doing? I'm like, I'm good. And are you ready to talk to me? Because you have to. Yeah, and they do. They got to do it. And I go, I'm watching the clock. They always go over a little bit. That's polite.
Also, you know, we talked about being weirdos. And Keith is like, how do we know if this person's not killing dogs? That kind of weirdo.
Right.
To find out if you're a safe weirdo, or like maybe we need to look into a little bit of the reactions to life weirdo, you can differentiate with your BetterHelp therapist.
Yeah, and they're good because you could be like, oh, I kicked dogs today. They're not going to focus on that. They're going to focus on when did you first start kicking dogs? Why did you first start killing animals? You know, and they're going to fix you up. BetterHelp is online therapy that's much more affordable than in-person therapy and can be matched with a therapist in under 48 hours. Good.
That's the big deal.
Never mind fucking around with the insurance or this kind of thing with the therapist. They can't do you in 2 days. Well, I need it now.
Yeah.
You know? This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. Keith and the Girl listeners get 10% off your first month. BetterHelp.com/KATG. That's BetterHelp.com/KATG. All right? That bell says I'm correct. All right. Thank you very much. Today's guest. Oh, we're in for a treat. We really are. The podcast that they do is called Dykenda.
I was just going to say, if you want me to say it, I could say it. You enjoy saying it. I'm sorry. I don't want to take it away from you. It's like when a kid gets on the elevator. You don't press the button. They press the button. Thank you.
Now, may I please?
Please, okay. Please.
It's the name of a podcast.
Yes, of course.
Now, I understand I'm the problem with the world. I get it. But you're allowed to say it if it's the name of a podcast. Because you have to promote it. You have to tell people about it. No matter what your gender is or your race. Right?
All right. Don't okay. Push.
The podcast is called Dyking Out. And the hosts are Melody Kamali. Hello, Melody.
Hello, Keith. Hello, Hemda.
Hello.
And we also have Carolyn Bergier. Hello, Carolyn.
Hello. Happy to be here.
Yeah, this podcast, Dyking Out. How exciting. First of all, Dyking Out is a great podcast. I'm a big fan. How lucky are you guys, though, that you get to say it like all the time, those words, if you wanted, right? It's so,
Yeah, I felt lucky until recently, until I realized we're being shadow banned for it.
Right.
None of our posts get seen by really? Anyone who follows us.
Oh, no. Oh, man.
What were you saying, Carolyn? Sorry.
No, I was going to say, I mean, part of the name is forcing like cis guys to have to say it and then we can cancel them for it. Oh. So it's a trap. The
yeah,
whole thing right. is, it's just a trap, but now it's backfired and we're shadow banned. So
other names they had the N-word podcast. They had a lot of different ideas before they settled on this. They're just trying to get people in trouble. But yeah,
that's
it's because
so funny. What if it's like a construction company or something, or like what if you're building
Dyke
a dam
Slumber.
Or something?
Yeah. Yes. I don't know how Dyke Slumber gets around it. I need to call someone up at Dyke Slumber and see what they're doing to get mm-hmm. the word out. But
yeah, get the same lawyer as Dyke Slumber. Yeah.
Right. Like what do you think you have to do? Do you write Facebook a letter and say, no, it's okay, we can say it?
No, you have to change your last name. to Dyking. You do Dyking and you do Out. Right. Now you guess which one I looked at.
Yes.
I had a high school friend, Marcus Queer, and they banned him or did he had to he had to somehow prove he had the name Queer.
Oh man. Oh,
God. Yeah. So he posted no.
What's like, This podcast, the things you get to say. For example, the podcast starts and they go, okay, we ask all our guests, what's the gayest thing you did this week? God, I would love to ask my friends that.
Keith, we can ask you questions like that. What's the straightest thing you did this week?
I do everything so masculine, it's hard to say. I fucked a dude nice.
Okay. So you fucked a dude like...
What?
Like you're straight?
What? Anyways. I don't know. Congrats on the everything. What do you do? Did you try to write to Facebook and say, hey, it's okay?
I had a write to Spotify once because when they first started doing those roundups, everybody was saying that Dyking Out was the podcast they listen. Everybody was saying, no, our listeners were saying that Dyking Out was the podcast they listened to the most and it wasn't showing up on their roundups. And I emailed Spotify and I said, this sounds a little homophobic. That Ooh, this right. isn't appearing and they fixed it right away.
That's how you got a swift reply.
Yeah. I see. Mm-hmm.
Hello, homophobias. And then they'll be like, oh, they'll read that letter. Yeah.
Yeah.
And you do it all, both of you. Is that safe to say you'll touch women's privates, you'll kiss women, right? Yeah. Yeah. That's cool. You'll dance. You'll dance.
And yeah.
all the things. Oh, that's so exciting. I was hearing about Melody. You got something called a period regulator, right? Is this right? I don't understand what that is. God. Is it like how much blood you want to flow that day, you know, or do you just want a little, you want a lot? How does it regulate how much
period? I told Carolyn I wanted to re-record that part too, because we do say what's the gayest thing you did this week. And we had recorded this one so close to our last one for like, I had nothing.
Enough time.
And I just looked at my desk and I saw a bunch of tinctures and I was like, it's at this point where I'm saying anything and ascribing it to the community. Mm-hmm. I started on this holistic journey. I've tried a lot of different types of medicine, therapies. I have PMDD. My period runs my life. And
Melody, tell me the truth. Is this actually just low dose mushrooms or?
No, that's my next stop, though. I just got the number of a mushroom delivery service in New York City. You can believe.
Well, I'm calling you after this call.
Yeah.
So what is it? So you take like witch's brew and it calms down your periods?
Yeah, this girl, Organic Olivia, if you want to look her up, is a witch. And I started using this thing. She had one potion of hers called Main Magic. My hair started falling out in a major way over the last few years.
From the potion?
No, I got the potion recommended to me. I ordered it. And now I have along my hairline, like 1-2 inch hairs growing. Nothing. I did female Rogaine, but that didn't work. I wasn't wrapping my hair up. So I would put female Rogaine on my hair. It never worked, but it did help grow hair on my face because I would hit my head to the pillow.
Stop it.
Move around in it all night. Started growing a beard. So this was my last stop. Organic Olivia, but it worked. And so now I'm a believer. I'm buying all her potions, and there is one that regulates periods because I have like 40 to 50 day cycles. I have insane mood swings. Like my period just runs the show.
And it's been better.
My period's pretty harsh also. And like, I don't like that my boyfriend can track my period based on like how impatient I am.
Right.
Yeah. Like, and I, you know, I like to phrase it like that so I can take some of it off me. Like you're the one tracking, but really I'm the one responding. So has it worked?
Yeah. I just started the hair one definitely works. And there's a one called Mood Juice, which helps with, mood, obviously, that I have noticed is working, and I just am a week or two in on the period regulator, but I'll keep you posted.
I think I should be the judge of that.
I know.
The mood regulator
really gets the brunt of it, like worse than my partner. Ali, you really deal with my periods sometimes more than I do.
Do you tell her? Do you ever say, hey, how's it going today? You know, do you say something, Carolyn?
I mean, it's more like I'm here to listen, you know, and be supportive because I'm glad I'm not the one going through it. So,
oh, no, that's what Xerxes says to me. Shit. And then he follows up with want to order Thai food, because apparently that's the indicator that I'm getting my period. I start craving Thai food, which I believe is because of how sweet Thai food is. Like
interesting.
Right. Like they just put sugar or honey and so much of their stuff, so that, maybe I'm just craving that
tracks.
How's everybody holding up mental health wise? You have to be careful when people start buying potions and tinctures. You know that's code for something, right? Is everything okay?
Yeah, we're hanging in there.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know anyone who's 100% right now. Everyone I know is spiraling.
Yeah.
What we're trying to say is, can we help you with something?
Is it as simple as the pandemic, or do you get caught up in everything? Like, do you get caught up in Russia and Ukraine? Is all this too much at once, or it's not like that? Carolyn?
It's a lot. I mean, I'm visiting my family right now. And after like my first night back at my mom's house, I woke up with like a pinched nerve in my neck. Like you can see, I have this tape on my back from the chiropractor. And like as a professional lesbian, it's like a career ending injury. I'm very concerned about my limited neck motion. And the chiropractor was like, this is a result. This has been building up for a while. Like your back, your muscles, your neck are a mess. What's been going on? It's a lot of stress. But wow. I think the news, which I had been avoiding for a while, but now you can't, definitely plays a factor in it. So the news, my mom, pandemic.
You hear that, parents? She just put the pandemic, the war, and her mom on the same fucking tier her pinched nerve. Okay. And you're not the only one. You're absolutely not the only one. You're in a room full of people who would nod their head at this. So just know, if you're a parent, this is one of the options for us to compare you to war and a pandemic. Mm-hmm. Be nice. Just go, oh, is that what your life is like? Would you like more mashed potatoes? That's it. That's your job now. It's over.
I wouldn't blame my mom normally, but my wife did point out that every time we come to Buffalo, something happens with my health. Like I've ended up in the hospital. I get sick every time we come visit. And this time with the pinched nerve, like yesterday, I literally couldn't move my neck at
all. Now, if you were a scientist and these were your beakers, you'd have to have some sort of conclusion, right? A little bit, not like a full conclusive, you know, this is the only way it can happen, but there's a correlation and your study might show it.
Yeah. I mean, I am in therapy 3 times a week now. So I think
this is you in therapy 3 times a week. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Do either of you, either of your parents waiting for the diking out phase to end? No, they get it now, right? Okay.
Yeah, you're a podcaster. They got to get over it.
Yeah,
it is on the record forever.
I have a product, if I may recommend it. Third Love Bras. Third Love Bras. Let me tell you about these bras. Now, you guys might know this, but bras don't make half sizes. They don't know how to make a percent of a size. So this company, Third Love Bras, says, hey, we pulled out a calculator. Guess what we could do? Make you comfortable. And this blew the community's minds. Nobody ever knew you can go in between the numbers. But they do that, and you have a bra that's comfortable. And I've said this before, and I'll say it again. Are there cons to this? There's pros, of course. You'll be comfortable. What's the con? And the big thing is that whenever at the end of the day, you know how you take off your bra, and you're like, oh, my God, I'm a human being? You don't get that relief because now you'll feel like a human being all day long. So if that's not your bag, you know, then I can understand that. Other than that, I don't see why you wouldn't want this.
From your understanding of bras by that ad just now, I think you get to say diking out again. I don't know.
Yeah.
It feels like there's,
No, I appreciate
it. We'll give you a laminated card.
Yeah. And it's just not for women, right? That's a thing to say, right? Okay. So Third Love Bras, you ever see some of these bras? Okay. It's disgusting to think about, but I'm going to say it. They put the bra on. These people. And then it's like, well, now you need a bra for your back. Because they don't have those middle size. You start getting breasts on your back. You know what I'm talking about. Big bra that you buy one bra, you're wearing 10 bras all of a sudden. One bra that fits, that's, come on!
All right, we just took away your card, but you're doing great.
Ah, shit. Feeling is believing. Nice. Give your boobs the 24/7 comfort and support that they deserve. Upgrade your bra today. And get 20% off your first order at thirdlove.com/KATG. 20%. Holy cow. 20. Name a size. Carolyn, name a bra size. Any size.
B.
They have it.
34B.
They have it. I'm looking at it right now. 20% off at thirdlove.com/KATG. Melody, name a size. Any size.
G.
They got it.
36G.
Done. Okay. Done. They got it. Thank you. The end.
Oh my God. We're like periods, bras. I know your demographic. Like, are they just like, come on?
It all has holding back on the period talk.
I do appreciate it.
I came in with it hot.
It all has to be talked about. Australia started a women's network. A TV show that women can learn about women things, you know, and it doesn't get in the way of men things. Look at this logo. I'll put it on our website, of course.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
It's a W, kind of like the Weight Watchers W.
And the Walgreens.
Like the Walgreens yes. W.
Yeah.
And then like half of a pill shape just to give it some design. And of course, you're looking at a dick and balls.
Right.
How do you not see that? I mean, you've been on a classroom table where the last person drew a dick on it, right? Like, we all know like the drawing version of dick, and that's what that is.
Unless they're funny, and I do mean funny, that's hilarious. I guess nobody wanted to bring it up. And they're just like, well, I'm not going to say it looks like a dick and balls. I'm a grown adult.
Maybe it's so progressive, like dick and balls, vagina, all women. You know what I mean?
Right.
I don't know. It could be like breasts and like a clit, or it could be a dick. Like it's a Rorschach test.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
There we go.
Yeah.
And we all pass because we're just so fucking open-minded.
Honestly, I will say I did not see dick and balls. I saw breasts.
I saw boobs.
And here we go. Okay.
And then I'm like, is that supposed to be like the womb on the side? So I'm thinking it was a team of dykes who came up with this, and we don't see.
I think we see what we want. Let's go around the room. What do you want?
I see it. I see the nicest vagina ever. What do you see? Oh, boy.
Keith, it sounds like you're coming out.
Oh, my God. Mike Tyson is selling edibles, you know, weed edibles, shaped like ears.
Oh,
gummy ears.
No.
Way to catch because
he ate of Evander Holyfield's ear in a match. Now, somehow they made peace in that they've been on a commercial together and made some kind of joke about it. So you assume everybody's happy now. This would seem like an insult, even if I somehow forgave you for chewing my ear up.
It's not just that. It's profiting off a crime.
Yeah.
Like, it's so interesting that we're like, canceled. But this is actually like this service should be canceled because this is actually it feels criminal. That's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah.
What? Make a boxing glove gummy.
Right. Right.
I don't know. I'm team ear. I think it's brilliant.
I don't understand how Mike Tyson was forgiven. The period. You know, he's a convicted rapist. That's a fact.
Well, that is.
He's been quoted talking about Robin Givens. It was when I fought Robin in this one apartment. She really offended me and I went bam. She flew backwards, hitting every wall in the apartment. That was the best punch I've ever thrown in my entire life.
Oh my God, I forgot about that.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, but is there Hangover 4 coming out though? Because it's something. You get to make air jokes. You get to make jokes about. He's like, Robin Givens, more like Robin Takens. Yeah. You know,
oh my God.
Come on.
And dang. Oh my, wow. And you know what? Of all people to be selling edibles, go fuck yourself. Take some edibles and calm down.
Yeah.
This is
right.
It's so not his brand. His brand is I'm a fucking maniac.
Oh, you want to be mayor? He was on some CNN interview. You want to be mayor of a town? What are people going to say about? If they bring up your arrest history, who's bringing it up? Only a son of a bitch like you would bring that up. Nobody's bringing it up, you motherfucker. So and they're like, okay, we're going to cut to a commercial now. Like, this is a violent guy.
His brand is cocaine.
Right.
Like, yeah.
Sell that.
I don't want to see gummy ears. Maybe like, how about he sells a non-consensual pocket pussy? Maybe something like that. But don't make what you're doing cute.
Yeah.
Agreed.
Thank you.
But he gets to.
Only in America.
You know, it's funny how scared people are to be canceled. Every time somebody's like, well, I don't want to be canceled, we should hold up like ear gummies or you know, like just whatever.
Have a canceled kit for things to bring up on him.
Yes. Yes. Here's all the people that you thought were canceled. Here's all of the material they have since put out. And like, you can even add the numbers of how, like, remember when people thought Chappelle was canceled because people were upset about the trans jokes? First of all, like, I don't believe that he would be canceled for that. It's just some people are finding that content not funny because you're not being accurate about the information. If somebody was telling non-accurate black jokes, you would feel the same way and you'd critique them just like it is our job to do as stand-ups, at podcasters, all of this stuff. And they're like, oh, you're trying to cancel someone. You're trying to take work away. Didn't he just get like a 5 special deal from Netflix or producing. Something like that? Yeah. Like, there's no such thing. It almost like helps your career to it almost look at the numbers. It's
not almost. Jussie Smollett, of course, we reported the other day, he was sent to jail. He'll serve most likely 2.5 months, which, I don't know, doesn't feel long to me.
That's all right. He also got a fine to pay back for like all the police work that had to be done and all the shit that the resources, which I think is also important.
He of course never admitted that it's a hoax. They have him. They have a check he wrote to the guys that, you know, pretended to beat him up. They have him pointing the cameras, being like, later on tonight, watch out for that camera. Watch out for that camera in the street. They got this guy. And he's like, nope, still denying it. In fact, if I end up, and he starts yelling, if I end up dead in jail, it's because you guys did it, not because I did it. I'm not that kind of guy. So he's really holding on to this. And I don't know. Maybe you have to. And maybe then you can be on like Big Brother or something when this is all over. You know, instead of saying, why ever admit 2.5 months, you got to think like, okay, 2.5 months in jail, but people will still doubt it. And that's all I need.
Right. Like the bigger he reacts right now, like the bigger his star will shine when he has his comeback after we simmer from it on his celebrity Big Brother.
And it gets so desperate, this liar wants you to think, hey, you know what? Maybe I'll kill myself in jail and you, the public, will think they did something to me and feel very bad about putting me there in the first place. Maybe it's about legacy.
That's why he went to the psych ward. Is he still in it? They sent him to the psych ward.
They just took him out of the psych ward. His brother said he'd been housed in the jail psych ward, is still in the same unit, but was moved to a different cell Monday when medical staff determined another detainee needed it more.
Oh, boy.
The actor's new digs at the Chicago lockup features round-the-clock surveillance from officers who are stationed outside of the cell at times to ensure the actor remains under, quote, direct observation. These protocols are routinely used for individuals ordered into protective custody who may potentially be at risk of harm due to the nature of their charges, their profession, or their noteworthy status. So he's not in danger.
I think he said that in order to get this kind of like surveillance, because it's very scary to go to jail. So it's like, hey, watch me. I might either kill myself or somebody might kill me, or I'm at least like, you know, making up some stuff so that I could be in sort of a special part, right?
Smollett's lawyers want the disgraced actor immediately sprung from jail, claiming that he and his family are the target of, quote, vicious threats. Okay. Sure. Just, you're in jail for being a fucking liar. You're really in jail only for being a constant liar. We're not really, I doubt it.
Which is so weird because he was getting paid for being a liar. Like, here, say these lines. Your name is now this. And it's like, got it. And now he's like, I don't get it. I said the lines. It's not true.
The legal team.
I also don't like that a lot of people were mad that he got sentenced to any time at all. But I'm like, because he won't say that he set this up, would he be happy with those two Nigerian men taking the fall for a hate crime and then putting them in prison? Like, come on. Not that I'm like pro prison or anything, but it's like there are consequences.
Yeah, and all he had to do was shut up. They said they complained a little bit to cops, but they're like, this is bullshit. He only has to pay a little fine. I don't know if it was $5,000 at the time or what. And he just kept pushing it. And then like, well, now we got to follow up because you're making Chicago look like a piece of shit. The legal team filed the motion Monday asking the court to postpone his 5-month sentence. Again, he'll only serve 2.5. While they work to appeal his conviction of felony disorderly conduct for lying to police. So he's still lying, and he's going to try to appeal it.
Committed a hate crime against himself.
There's the actress, Taraji P. Henson. You might recognize her if you Google her. Mm-hmm. She sent out a tweet. I'm not here to debate you on his innocence, meaning Jussie. First of all, wait until you find out he has a normal name and it's not Jussie Smollett. The guy's fucking lying about everything. I am not here to debate you on his innocence, but we can agree that the punishment does not fit the crime. Well, like this, I was in jail for 2 months for bad checks when I was a kid. This guy, you think this guy got too much? Emmett Till was brutally beaten, ultimately murdered because of a lie, and none of the people involved with his demise spent one day in jail, even after Carolyn Bryant admitted that her claims were false. Okay. So for anybody who doesn't know, Emmett Till is an older story. It was in 1955. This is what this actress is equating Jussie to. It was in 1995, a 14-year-old was lynched by two white guys. for talking to a white woman in a store. They beat the shit out of him, threw him in a river. You can see the pictures online. It's fucking disgusting. That has nothing to do with this. No one was hurt or killed during Jussie's ordeal. He has already lost everything, everything. To me, as an artist, not to create that in itself is punishment enough, she says. He can't get a job. No one in Hollywood will hire him. And again, as an artist who loves to create, that is prison. Yeah, we also have prison. And let me tell you something, prison's a little more of a prison. My prayer is that he is freed and put on house arrest and probation, because in this case, that would be fair. Please, hashtag free Jussie, 17 prayer emojis.
Free Jussie. Oh my, what a platform to get on. This will all be over tomorrow.
Yeah, yeah.
This is not, what happened here? I mean, like, let's not blow the crime up either. This isn't a long time in jail. It's appropriate based on how much he pushed it and how much he wanted people to ignore it fully, but you still fucked up.
Yeah.
Like you said, the other two people who were more innocent than you, I don't know.
Taraji's out of control because she's also like showing how to compare to Emmett Till is wild.
Yes.
She years ago started a project. I don't know what the deal is with it, but she's producing and starring in a movie about Emmett Till too.
Oh.
So it's like, you're supposed to really understand the gravity of Emmett
right.
Till.
Oh.
And you're just throwing this wild comparison. She's supposed to play the mother of Emmett
then
Till or something
just-
like that.
Then this is an ad.
It's
now
an ad.
Talking about it. I didn't know the movie was coming out.
I didn't
now
either.
I do.
Yeah.
No, it was like years ago, maybe like 4 years ago it was announced. I don't know what the status is, but she clearly doesn't get the story.
Maybe wow. She's trying to get more funding for it. Maybe it got stalled and she's
yeah.
trying to make
right.
it.
Right.
Fun
prison.
Fact about this woman, born on September 11th.
So,
1970.
Can we give her a break then? hey, remember, guys, when we let white racists off in 1955? Can we have one and just let this guy out of jail already? Come on. You know, it's in prison, it's a very dangerous place. Almost makes me think of Jurassic World in theaters in 2 months. Oh, interesting. Okay. They found the homeless guy that apparently he was homeless, that was at the Museum of Modern Art, that was his membership was canceled.
Oh.
And so he the manager, this is the way I put the story together because I've had managers my whole life, and I'm guessing the manager said, hey, cancel his membership. Okay, but he's gonna be upset that I do that, because sometimes it sounds like he's been violent in the museum. And the boss said, I'll be in my office. Thank you. And then, of course, these, you know, 22, 23-year-olds, the guy jumps the counter and stabs them. That's the story I made up. But yeah, the guy was told his membership was revoked. He jumped the counter, stabbed two people. They caught him in Philadelphia at a bus station. He was laying on a bench. He's 60 years old, Gary Cabana.
He's 60 years old, jumping the fucking thing and stabbing two people as they run away.
He stands on top the countertop and jumps over. Yeah, he's pretty spry.
I am 46. I can't do that.
Right, there's 60. An 83-year-old out in Brooklyn dismembering bodies. What's happening? Like, you hear about this woman?
I'll have what they're having.
Like, what? Drop the morning routine, sis. Like, what's happening?
First of all, you make time. Secondly, nobody has time to dismember bodies. You make time, okay? And always remember, after you dismember the bodies, you've earned the right to rest. You've earned it.
Only after.
Yeah. Philadelphia cops found him 1:35 a.m. sleeping on a Greyhound station. He said, I'm the guy you're looking for. I had a bad day.
Oh, this is so sad. And I'm sorry. I'm sorry that it's sad, even though he was the one who stabbed people. I know. That's horrible. They are the victims, but what the fuck, shit.
Yeah.
Isn't it enough that they caught Anne Frank? Can't we let this guy go? Oh, God.
That's, oh my God.
Everybody forgets. Anyway, History Channel this Thursday, The Secret Diary of Anne Frank.
We caught Anne Frank?
Not we. Yeah, I meant the bad guys.
Keith.
Oh God.
Do you see your reflection?
It was safer.
We caught Anne Frank.
You can't say dyke anymore.
Oh, it's a good time for me to bring up my Anne Frank shaped edibles that I'm selling.
It's a woman with a finger over. Shh.
You know. It's a diary shaped gummy. Yeah.
Oh my God.
I'm not a bad guy. I just snapped. He also was suspected of setting a fire at a Best Western hotel earlier that same day.
But then he had a moment of clarity as the cops, like, that's when you go a little like, I don't know, this one talked to me. And like, he's like, yeah, I had a bad day. Yeah. Oh, you seem pretty clear now.
Jesse seemed less together. If I die in there. He said the Secret Service. Oh, also the Secret Service had been involved in the hunt because he allegedly threatened the former president, Donald Trump. So he had a lot of people looking for him. That's how they found him so fast.
Well, who hasn't? What? I guess they're after me, too.
I just had to stop my mom the other day. I'm like, Alexa is listening. You can't say these things.
Right. You have to say allegedly, always. Yes.
Allegedly, I want somebody dead. That's how you say it?
Yeah.
listen to this. Remember I had this theory that Starbucks is rating your name wrong so that we all keep talking about Starbucks and how crazy this is. I got coffee the other day. They called me,
Kevin?
Car keys. So okay. I'm like, this has to be deliberate. Well, there's a guy on TikTok. He worked at one of them in England. He's 28 years old, Shabazz Ali. And he said, yeah, we were told spell names wrong so that it goes viral. If it looks like a happening person, like a influencer or a young mover and shaker, that's who you definitely target for sure. I'm being serious.
Okay, meeting?
Maybe influencers weren't a thing when I worked at Starbucks in college because I don't remember being given that information. We would intentionally spell like annoying people's names wrong just to further disgruntle someone who was being disgruntled at us. But I don't remember, direct orders. But this was, again, early 2010s. We didn't have the influencer culture.
I choose to believe it. It makes perfect sense to me.
For a corporation to take the chance and say that to their baristas.
That'll go viral, right? Like that information. Right.
Yeah.
There's no way to lose. They're like, tell somebody.
And here's the corner of our meeting called Tell on Us.
Right.
All right. Yeah. Today in this week's Tell on Us.
He also claimed that the company's famous Frappuccinos contain a flavored syrup as opposed to real beans. Melody?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's all sugary syrups. The Frappuccino barely has caffeine in it. It's not coffee. It's really gross.
The Frappuccino is a milkshake, basically.
Allegedly. Yeah.
Okay. Allegedly, Carolyn.
Starbucks coming after the
I
podcast.
Also allegedly gave all cops decaf. I allegedly did.
That's in this article too. No joke. He says at our restaurant, if you're an asshole, we sneak you decaf.
Yeah, we would just go D if someone was being like a raging asshole, everyone knew what to do. You would do if it was an espresso drink, give them decaf, or pour them a decaf drip.
What? I kind of love this allegedly.
Yeah, because maybe they'll crash their car. Maybe they're not going to be, on the ball as a cop. Fuck them.
No, I'm not going to make them more trigger happy. Like, I'm not going to, make them.
Ooh, what else did you do? What else? What else allegedly?
Oh, no, there were some really nasty people. I wouldn't go so far, but some people would like
allegedly
put like dishwater in someone's drink.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. I never did
expect
that. But there was
if you're
a guy
an asshole, expect it. What do people fucking expect? What the
Don't
fuck
be
do
an
you
asshole.
Think you can talk to anyone however you want? They're giving you shit to put in your mouth. You won't take the vaccine, but you'll take dishwater coffee. What the fuck is wrong with people?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Fuck you. What are you going to do about it? You're going to drink my piss. What am I going to do about it?
Ooh, can I ask you a question? Okay. Did you guys have a tip jar in front of you?
Mm-hmm.
Can you see me putting the tip in?
Yeah. God. I deal with that too now that I'm not a barista anymore. I exaggeratedly I wait for them to about to be turning around. They're not completely looking at me. They're not fully turned away. It's like as they're turning around, I have to drop it in.
Yeah. Like you don't want to go, this is for you.
And it's a $5 bill. I'm just like, oh. Thank you.
I do that like it won't just go in that little slot until they look. Yeah. Like I'm really having one. This just happened to me yesterday. I was trying. It was like a chicken burger place, and I tried to tip a dollar into the jar that's on the other side of the plexiglass, but there is a little window there. So I took my left hand, I'm going in on the left side and like moving it around. I'm like, it is not, oh, you saw me? Dislocate my shoulder? Yeah, here.
No. That's why you have to put it right into the waistband, like you're at the strip club. Right. everybody.
You've been going to too many burlesque shows.
I have. I don't know any other way to tip now.
Here's a story about Russia and Ukraine, but you know, it sounds like you're having a time as it is. You know, they're doing great. Okay. All right. Forget that. All right. So you want to download the podcast, Dyking Out. That's the name of it. You can say it if you're subscribed. Is that fair to say?
Yeah.
Yes.
And no, you also have to give it five stars.
Yeah. If you, I was going to say, five star review. Say it all you want.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Oh, in fact, at me as a slur if you leave a five star review.
No,
call me a raging dyke. You wrote a glowing review with that five star.
Yes, yes.
World Here's yours. What you do. Let it out in their comment section. So give them the five star and then go, I fucking love Dyking Out. Mm-hmm. Dyking Out is my favorite shit. When I'm thinking of nothing, I'm suddenly thinking of Dyking Out. Just write Dyking Out 10 different times. Don't worry about it. Let it out. Let it out. Let it out. 1 minute of Dyking Out right on their review.
Let me ask you this. I don't know who wants to take it first, Carolyn or Melody. How fucking great are women?
Carolyn, go for it. She's the fullest.
Carolyn, am I wrong?
They're phenomenal.
They really are, right?
Yes.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah. Melody?
I love this stuff.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. Oh my God. I love it. The way they look, smell, feel, everything. Everything.
Yeah.
I love it.
Dig it.
That's how I feel. I love it.
Keith, you're such a dyke.
Thank you. I think I love women so much.
With the sleeveless top?
Yes. That gives me room for arms and fingers and stuff. I love them so much. Melody and Carolyn, you want to follow these people online, of course. You know that. Say hi, okay? Come on. Anything else they need to know, Melody or Carolyn?
We got a show coming up. We have a monthly show at Stonewall that's finally back. Post-pandemic, Stonewall was hesitant to have live shows. So only recently are we back with our monthly shows. And the next one is Monday the 28th. It's every last Monday of the month at Stonewall.
Stonewall had a big riot. Iconic. I don't know if people know. Iconic. It was a big riot because they didn't like the homosexual lifestyle. And a lot of people got hurt. So, you know, I don't know why we have to have Jesse in jail today. But anyway, I recognize what happened there and I'm very, and I learned a lot.
It was a riot turned parade. We forget that it's a march.
Right.
Turned riot again. Yeah.
Right. No, I don't.
Full circle, y'all.
People say to me, they'll be like, I don't like homosexuals. I'll say, get the fuck out. I don't care if I'm at their house. I say, fuck you.
Yeah, I know you're a veteran, but like, are you a veteran of just everything awesome? This is so great of you.
I'll be like, sorry, not sorry, but get the fuck out. I'll say that. We're just people, and you love who you love, and how can you fight that?
By just taking credit for being awesome for other people's struggles.
I see two women walking the streets. I go, hey, I see you. I see you, right? Because everybody wants to be seen. Yeah.
And so, they throw their frappuccino in your face.
Yeah. It really is old syrup. You're not wrong. All right. Thank you very much for being part of this, Melody. Good to see you again, Carolyn.
Thanks for having us. This was fun.
Thanks for having us.
We'll talk to you soon. KeithandTheGirl.com.